This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Coming to you live this Tuesday evening. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Johnson.
We have not yet discussed the Iowa caucus numbers. And there's something really strange happened at the Iowa caucus on the Democratic side. So last night, and you know, I wasn't on the show last night, so I sat around and I watched local television in Iowa.
You love this stuff.
I don't know.
I don't get people like you and freaking Daryl. He's a freak.
Well, Daryl is a Daryl really knows this stuff. I'm just interested. Okay. If you want to know the specifics of things, Daryl, you know, takes it as a personal responsibility. I did watch the results, and you know, basically, Cruz came in pretty close first to Trump, but you know, Trump, he was the poll numbers were showing that he was going to win, and then he didn't.
Have you guys seen that despicable video of Cruz going around where he's trying to kiss a little girl, and she's like, "No, ah."
See, I hate that. I hate that video.
God.
And you know why I hate that video?
Why?
Because it misinformed somebody like you. That's his daughter.
Okay.
And she's being a jerk to her daddy.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know.
That's even worse.
Why is it worse?
Because she doesn't want to be kissed by her father. Like, it's like, come on.
I don't. Well, I mean, in what period of time? How long did he have there to decide that his daughter didn't want to kiss him? Who normally does want to kiss him? 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that video misinforms. It looks really bad, and because it looks really bad and it's Cruz, I don't feel as bad about it. But it's not like he's just kissing on somebody else's daughter. It's his.
Right.
And she's being a pain in the butt. And, you know, hey, you know, different families kiss different ways, and it just,
So it's not as bad then as Joe Biden, who was doing it to other people's daughters.
Right. The reason you're willing to believe this is because Joe Biden will just go on and you know, give anybody a good old background. But I was hoping that Rand Paul would do better than 5%, but he got about 4.5 to 5%, somewhere in there. I think it was as high as 5.2.
Surprised.
Well, it is Iowa. I hope he does better here in New Hampshire, but you know, those
I'm sure he'll get 7
results. But I want to talk about what happened between Hillary and Bernie. But first, let's go to the Christian anarchist calling in from, I'm not exactly sure, online. Gene, the Christian anarchist, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Hi, Mark.
How are you, sir?
Good. So I wanted to tell you about the Rand Paul Corvette, which I used to be the Ron Paul Corvette, of course. And I drove it around following the Rand Paul appearances in Iowa. Tried to stop at every one. I missed a few, but managed to drive over around most of the state and finally got him to sign it yesterday, signed the hood. So he,
oh, fun.
So now I have Ron Paul's autograph and Rand Paul's autograph on the hood of the car.
How do you preserve it?
The first one, it kind of faded, and I actually had the hood reprinted with the signature intact.
In it, okay.
So, yeah.
So I think it's fair to reprint the signature.
Yeah, now he just signed it, and the wrap people told me that if I'd got it there soon enough, they could have put a clear wrap over the top of it, and that would preserve it. So I'm going to try and do that this week.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So you're supporting Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son. Many people in the Liberty community who are, you know, diehards, they don't think Rand Paul's good enough.
He is not. He's scum.
There you go. You got one.
Yeah. First of all,
what do you think?
I'm an anarchist. So I want zero government. I feel that I can support anybody who wants less government than what we have today. And Rand Paul definitely supports less government than what we have today. And he's the only candidate that has that position. I mean, none of the other candidates want less government. They only want to reconfigure where the government power is. They don't want to shrink it at all.
There's after after Cruz raised his hand to the sky and said Allahu Akbar or whatever he said last night, he did say specifically that he wants small government.
Yeah, he said that, but he's lying because he had an opportunity to vote on a budget that would have provided for cuts in the government, and he didn't vote on it.
Yeah, I remember the George Bush campaign in 2000. There were yard signs out, "Want smaller government? Vote George Bush."
Mm-hmm.
And he was in charge of the White House when there was a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate for 6 years, and the government grew about 60%.
Right. So Republicans, Democrats, they both want things. They just want different things, and that none of them want to cut the government except Rand Paul. And he's the only one. He's like his father, like Ron Paul. He's adopted a lot of the same principles, and he's submitted budgets that include cuts, and people like Ted Cruz vote against them. So he's really the only person that's for less government, and less government means more liberty. It's like putting two things on opposite ends of a scale. The bigger government you have, the less liberty you have. The more liberty you have, the smaller government you have.
And Rand Paul's version, unlike Ron Paul, Rand Paul's version of less government is signing the NDAA. That's Rand Paul's version of less government.
Okay, so we can nitpick all day long about what things I might disagree with Rand on, and there are a few, but what the hell good does that do? That's what I'd like to ask you. Are we getting smaller government by you bad-mouthing Rand Paul? Hell
no. You're not
going
to get smaller government by voting in the presidential election, period.
Well, I agree. As long as you don't get Rand Paul as the winner of that election, you're wasting your damn time. There's no point in even showing up because everybody else wants to grow government, which shrinks liberty. Bottom line.
This is why I feel my obligation, I am obliged, I don't think it's quite as far as an obligation, but I feel obliged to vote for the person who's going to give me provide people with the smallest amount of government. That means, to me, harm the fewest amount of people in whatever election there is. And sometimes it's really difficult to figure out who that person is, but, you know, in the case of Rand Paul, what are my other choices? What am I going to be doing? Because here's the things that the criteria that I have that I find that would require me not to vote for Rand Paul. A, there would have to be somebody in the Republican presidential primary who's a better choice than Rand Paul, and I haven't found that person. And B, I would have to be doing something with my time that would be more valuable than voting. Now, some people would say taking a nap is more valuable. All right, okay. Eating a bowl of ice cream. Well, I can eat a bowl of ice cream and vote. And this is
dwarf tossing.
Dwarf tossing, right? Like, I could probably participate in dwarf tossing, eat ice cream, and vote all in the same day. So, to me, it's like my day isn't that full that I couldn't take a little time to head down to a town hall and spend, I don't know, a couple of bucks in gas, tops, not even that, you know, a dollar in gas to go down to town hall, vote, talk to a few folks that I don't get to talk to very often, and then come back home. For me, it's not that big of a deal.
If any of you people want to see some of the things that I posted, I haven't posted much because I don't do Twitter and Facebook much. But if you go on Twitter and you search hashtag Rand Paul Corvette, you'll see I tried to put that hashtag in everything that I posted.
That's a good idea.
I did have some pictures there. But
was that from around Iowa?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wound up volunteering to go to one of the caucus locations and talk for Rand. And I did that in Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
Was that last night?
Yes, that was last night. And I stuck around for the vote count and everything. Rand only got 9 votes and the place was packed. I mean, this was the biggest turnout that they said they've ever seen, the people that were at that particular, you know, I can't speak for all of them. I can only speak for Mount Pleasant. In Mount Pleasant, they were just slammed with people. There were tons of people in there.
Who'd they vote for?
Well, most of them voted for exactly.
Cruz or Trump?
Yeah. It was Cruz, and it was Trump, and it was Rubio. And then Rand, those guys all got in, like, in the 40s, a vote, 41, 46, something like that. Rand Paul got 9. You know, and I stood up there, and I gave a speech for Rand. And
yeah.
I specifically address the older folks in the audience because I'm an older folk. I'm going to be 64 next month. So I said, you know, I see a lot of gray hairs out there, and I'm one too. I explained how old I was and, stuff like that. And then I said, we are destroying our children's future because the debt is going to kill crush our children and our grandchildren.
Thank you for the call.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. You should use it if you think, well, if you have thought about the situation where
in last night's caucus, Hillary Clinton won 6 out of 6 coin tosses. Now, what happened was there were these, the ties. And, you know, when you have a caucus situation, there's not that many people that show up. There's going to be some ties, especially when in the Democratic race, there's only 2 candidates, right? So you've got 2 candidates. People have to choose between one or the other. I understand. What is it? Malloy, whatever his name was, who dropped out last night. I understand he was there. Whatever. But regardless, there were basically 2 candidates. So there were several rooms where it was split 50-50, and people didn't want to move across the aisle. It's like, come on, we can fix this situation by one of you moving sides, and they wouldn't do it. So they had to solve this problem.
O'Malley,
thank you. With a coin toss. That's the rule. So they flip a coin, and the candidate that wins, basically, the whoever represents Hillary in that room, calls it heads or tails, and the one that wins, they get all the delegates for that particular, the state delegates or whatever for that particular room. And that's just how it goes. They don't split them. This is the rules. So apparently there were 6 times this happened across the great state of Iowa, where they pick corn, and in New Hampshire we pick presidents. They had this happen, and so they had to flip a coin, and all 6 times Hillary Clinton won. So it's less than a 2% chance that this would occur, that somebody would win 6 coin tosses in a row.
Right.
But and people are calling, they're calling shenanigans. It should have been 3 coin tosses one way and 3 coin tosses another way. That would have been sort of statistically what made sense. And nobody would have raised an eye if it was 2 coins tosses one way and 2 coin tosses the other. But it was so close that if Hillary didn't win those, the way she did, if it was 50-50, Bernie would have won. That's how close it was.
Clinton won 23 delegates and Sanders won 21 delegates.
I thought it was 21 and 21.
Well, what I see is with everything all wrapped up that Clinton won with 23 delegates, Sanders 21. That's okay. Just according to the Google result.
Gotcha.
You know, sometimes Google, you do a search and it gives you a bunch of information.
I love that. I think Google's doing a really great job. It prevents you from having to go to websites now, so that's what Google wants, right?
Right.
They want to provide you with the information before you went there. So interesting, I guess, that somehow or another she got herself another 2 delegates. So I guess the question is the Clinton war machine ramped up here? I mean, are we spinning on, all 8 cylinders? Is she going to bowl Bernie over by hook or by crook? Or is this, she just won fair and square, ladies and gentlemen. What's the big deal? Nothing to see here, move along. I don't know the answer. And I wouldn't know. I think that it's amazing that Bernie came as close as he did. Last I saw, I would have called it a tie. And I did watch last night, but, at some point or another, you got to go to bed. As a matter of fact, this morning when I got up, they didn't have all the delegates hadn't been counted either.
Uh-huh.
1.56%.
1.56, so 1.5%, basically.
Yeah, basically. It's the odds of that. It's 1 over 2 to the power of 6.
Yeah, so unlikely that one would, just try it at home. Try winning 5 or 6 coin flips in a row and see how long it takes you to do such a thing.
I've done that with a fake coin before.
Yeah, sure.
I've had a coin that had 2 heads on it.
And I don't know. It would not be easy, I would not think. I think the caucuses, are interesting because it shows people that are more dedicated to their point. I believe that if Iowa had had a primary election rather than a caucus, that Trump would have done better than Cruz. But because, you had the caucus situation where you basically got to dedicate, you got to drive there and drive back. So you're probably talking about something like 2 to 2.5 hours.
I'm surprised Trump hasn't made the joke in media. One of these days we'll make the caucuses great again.
Yeah, well, there you go. And at this point, no one remembers who comes in second place. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's something you tweeted out at some point. Thought it was kind of clever. Yeah, I don't know.
It seems fishy to me on both sides, Mark. I don't follow politics, but my impression is that voter turnout has been going down.
It was a record turnout for caucuses.
And down. And yet last night there was a record turnout for caucuses.
Right.
And the way, and I don't know, I don't hear anybody boosting Hillary Clinton ever.
Right.
It's only Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. This is all Hillary theater.
But
I'm definitely with you. If this is where you're going, you believe that this is Hillary theater, that the entire election is being basically driven around the idea of the fact that Hillary's going to win this election.
And that the establishment has already gave Cruz the victory over Trump, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely funky.
I do want to talk about those points, but let's go to Armed Truth calling in from California. Armed Truth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Hillary Sanders situation. I think that Hillary and her campaign, you know, if you look 3 months ago, she was up by 35 points on Bernie just 3 months ago. And I think, you know, from the beginning, she thought this is, you know, the Democrats are just going to give her the nomination. You know, it's her time. She paid her dues, and it's time for Hillary. To where now I think that people, see that she is, you know, a lying, you know, POS, basically a lizard person that, you know, she's a nutcase. You know, I think she is.
We lizard people are not claiming that lady. You earthlings got to take her.
But I think, you know, from the beginning, she thought, this is my time. And as these scandals have come out, as, you know, they try to brush off the email scandal like it's nothing. And I don't think she'll get indicted, but I think it hurts her credibility. I think people see how untrustworthy she is. And I think that with Bernie coming out as just a flat-out socialist, and I at least respect him on the fact that he's honest in saying he's a socialist, that a lot of people, especially younger people, I know a lot of, you know, I'm 25, a lot of people my age and younger love him, you know, because he's going to take away student debt. He's going to have the government do this and that. But they're coming out, and more people are seeing that she's you know, a lying, conniving, crazy woman who will do anything to get what's done and will sacrifice anybody in her way. I think the wheels are slowly coming off, and that now the establishment does not want this to happen. They don't want Bernie. You know, just as they don't want Trump, they need someone who they can control. And I think they'll do anything they can. And a 1.5% chance on a coin flip, is just insane. Six coin flips, that's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. It is a crazy situation. I can't conjecture one way or the other, because it is possible, but it's really, really surprising. Armed Truth, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. So,
you know, who's Bernie going to screw in that whole student loan situation, you know, and student debt? Are the schools going to get screwed? Is the government going to get screwed?
The schools are already paid. It's the banks.
Like, sorry, I'm going to make it free. No, that's not the way
Even if the banks had to write that debt off, they got a whole bunch of money from the federal government to make it, make it make sense. I'm sorry. That was, you know, I could care less. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Am I wrong? Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So we're kind of wondering if there's some shenanigans that went on at the Iowa caucuses last night, because it does seem pretty odd that Hillary Clinton would take it away like she did. But, you know, Donald Trump, he seems like he could pay anybody off he wanted to. He couldn't manage to come in first. So what happened with Hillary Clinton was apparently there were...
So remember, Trump's only in this election for Hillary.
Is that so? Yeah. I don't know. There were six of the precincts that were tied. In a tie, they have to flip a coin. She won all six coin flips. That's about, the chances of that happening are not high to win six coin flips in a row. It should have been 3-3, or maybe 4-2, but certainly not 6-0. So is the fix on the Democratic side? Interesting to know. Now, you guys kind of wondered about Cruz getting in, coming in number one. But Iowa's a pretty conservative place, and Cruz was expected to do well because with the evangelical voter there.
Sure. I heard that he spent a great deal of time there also, or maybe that was Rubio. I get to him confused. I'm a bit of a racist.
No, it's Cruz that spent the time there. So... The thing about Iowa is that they put up Huckabee, they put up Santorum, and they put up Cruz. Those three people have two things in common. They're highly religious, and they're not going to win.
And they didn't win.
Yeah, they didn't win or not aren't going to win.
Right.
Cruz is just, in my opinion, too religious for the average Republican to put up with. They're just not going to make it. He may do well in South Carolina. I don't know the answer. Everybody's excited about how well Rubio did, because he did almost as well as Trump and Cruz did.
And I think that, you know, in my opinion, that it showed him that he's likely to be the prospective front runner of it all.
And how's that? Rubio?
Rubio, yeah.
Okay.
Rubio's not as religious, but he's, you know...
I see.
Well,
he's
the other talking point.
He's got some moderate appeal, but he's still getting big numbers in the from the Republican diehards.
Well, in the polls recently, supposedly in the... I don't know. I don't remember which poll it was, but which polling group major. It was one of the major ones. Basically showed which candidates were the most hated.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most, like they had just basically, you know, that the elections are basically driven by.
Who hates whom the most.
Right, exactly. And Rubio's just one of the least hated.
Yeah, I bet Rand Paul is probably one of the least hated too, just because people don't have the name recognition for
right.
him. And I don't know why he would be more hated. I'm just saying that, yes, Cruz. Trump, these guys and Clinton have more hateability
right.
than the other candidates, in my opinion. And that's, I think, why they're not going to ultimately make it.
I hate Rand Paul the most because he endorsed Romney his dad.
You feel cheated by Rand Paul because you liked Ron Paul, right?
No, I don't feel cheated at all by Rand Paul. I never put any faith in Rand Paul,
yeah.
So he can do whatever he wants. But... the episode that I referenced really spoke to me. I can't respect him after stabbing his dad in the back.
You think he stabbed his dad in the back, or do you think his dad probably, you know, a political creature, a 12-time congressman,
uh-huh.
with whom I would assume he has reasonably good relations, because every time I saw, because I saw Rand campaigning for his dad a great deal, told him, son, this is the right thing to do. This is the way to, you know, to move up. So go ahead and do this.
And boy, was he wrong.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I think stabbing...
It's not like Ron Paul won anything either.
Yeah.
And he never got anything passed in Congress.
I think stabbing him in the back is strong language, maybe too strong. But I think the situation you're describing about his dad, Ron Paul, recommending to him to endorse Romney for pragmatic reasons, I think more... could have more went down something more like this, that his dad said that Rand Paul came to him and said, I'm considering endorsing Mitt Romney, and they had a discussion at the end of it, Ron Paul said, well, son, if you think that's the best thing to do, then I support you doing that. But I certainly don't think that Ron Paul, who was fighting for a nomination, would advise his son to support his competitor.
Maybe not. But I can tell you that some people say it wasn't worth doing because it doesn't look like he's going to win the presidency. But let's point out that was before he won the Kentucky seat. Isn't that correct?
I don't know what.
There's not many people that get to be senators, so that's a success in and of itself. And if Ron Paul was able to upgrade, you know, his son to senator and therefore have that much more influence, then that's a victory.
So what, was he a rep before then?
His son? No. I would say that he was nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, he was an optometrist. So anyway, as far as, you know, it all goes, it doesn't look like Rand's going to steal it away in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Personally,
yeah.
I'm going to vote for him because I think he's the most liberty oriented choice out there. Yep. It's some conjecture on my part. He has not made it easy for me to look at him as the liberty candidate, but I think he's trying to run cover, to some extent.
I don't vote for lesser evil.
Yeah, well, Ron Paul was the lesser of evil. He would never take a stand on immigration that was entirely pro-liberty, so you did vote for the lesser of two evils if you voted for Ron Paul.
Which I did not.
Okay, fine. Then your vote, which is already statistically insignificant, was insignificant.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Very, very, very much so. I wrote in Mary Ruart several times.
What, on a Republican primary?
Not in a Republican primary.
Well, that's the only place you would have been able to vote for Ron Paul.
Right.
In a Republican primary.
Right.
So that's the thing, is that we're not talking about a national election here. We're not even talking about a government election. If you're talking about a primary, you're not the argument, the libertarian argument that it's somehow endorsing the system.
Mm.
It's a private organization. It's the Republican Party. Now, you could make the argument that they shouldn't be using public funds for their primary election, and I would agree with you. And there's a lawsuit out that hopefully will come back with some kind of ruling on that relatively soon. But nonetheless, It's a private organization that is going to put up at some point a candidate, and I don't see anything particularly wrong.
Yeah, I actually take it back. I think I may have voted for Ron Paul in a primary.
Yeah,
that's absolutely possible.
So there you go, the caucus.
I know that there were a lot of people who went on to vote for Ron Paul in the presidential election. And
one of the things,
despite
about
him not winning the primary.
One of the things I thought was interesting about Rubio was he was what they do in these caucuses is first they take the room's temperature, and by that I mean everybody vote, and then everybody gets to talk about then one person gets to talk for each candidate. You know, like I think that Rand Paul's the best for this reason, whatever, right? And they get a few minutes, and then they do some shenanigans, and then they vote again. So initially, Rubio was a larger second choice than any other candidate. And I think that that is going to give him the mileage that so many of them don't have. You don't have to be first choice. You just have to be less unpalatable than the other candidates. Right? Like, so there's, if a gun was put to your head, Johnson, and you had to vote for somebody in 6 days or 7 days at the primary, there are some people you'd be like, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Or maybe it's cattle. Let's use a cattle.
I don't know. I feel like the act of putting the gun to my head might be the one thing that just makes me go, I can't do it.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay, let's use a cattle prod. I'm going to zap you or you have to vote. So, you know, you'll survive it. And however, you can avoid being zapped if you choose to vote for somebody. There's some candidates, right, like maybe Rand Paul, that you would, okay, I'll put a check mark in rather than getting zapped. And there's some candidates you're like, go ahead, tase me. I'm not doing Cruz. Huckabee, I just can't do it. Give me a good zapping. And that's kind of how it is for people, because most, in fact, all elections are basically a choice between the lesser of two evils. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Very few people get their primary choice of who they want to vote for and who they want to vote against. They basically end up being like, I'm scared if that other party gets in power, they're going to do some things that are going to ruin this country, and we'll never be able to turn it back to what it needs to be. And people say that all the time. That's what the election process is about. That's why people get so heated about it, because it's basically a threat. It's a threat on what they imagine life is like now or will be in the future, and it's going to be turned away from that. Don't you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
By the way, I got some more.
Free State Project. We were talking about it during the break. Hitting that 20,000 number. It's all very exciting. It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. So apparently, we've just found out.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Daryl W. Perry, our normal weekday main host here, has his investigative skills have uncovered that the sign-up form for the Free State Project has been frozen. You can't sign up any longer. There's 19,999 signers, and you can't sign up to be the last one. And I suspect the reason for that is they're going to have somebody sign tomorrow.
Bureaucratic nonsense.
As the final signer at the press event that Ian and I are going to. Gonna have to get up early and. I don't know. He might even wear some shirt with a collar or something. And, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, this is it, right? They've been waiting a very long time to get to this 20,000 number, so they're going to make as big of a deal about it as they can. The New York Times apparently has reported on it. They've reported on the Free State Project a couple of times previously. So, you know, I mean, that's what you do in circumstances like this. If you wanted to be a signer for the Free State Project and you wanted to wait till 19,999 to sign, well, too bad. You missed your opportunity.
Mark thinks you're a BAMF.
Yeah, I do.
You didn't sign up in time.
Right.
You miss out. You're a loser.
Yep, too bad.
See, he hates you.
I guess I
want you to have your chance to be a part of this. Mark just thinks you should stay where you are and be abused by the state.
There's all kinds of sites where you can sign up, and you can like get free junk mail sent to you and stuff like that. Plenty of places to sign up for stuff. Your chances of signing up for the Free State Project are over. Sorry. 20,000 reached. Goodbye.
Mark was also the one who was like the most proponent for the number being like, yeah, just sign people up. It doesn't matter if they really want to move. I don't care.
What I was saying
was, I don't care if the number is fake, but now you've missed your opportunity because we got enough people to sign.
I have been damaged
emotionally. Whether or not they are legitimate or not.
I've been damaged emotionally by that counter, and I never want to see it again. 20,000, freeze it right where it is. So tomorrow they're probably going to have some big celebrity or somebody's going to sign and it's going to be a big deal. And I hope that, that's it. I hope they get a lot of press out of it.
I hope not. I hope they turn that counter back on. I hope nobody famous signs tomorrow and that people are able to honestly continue to sign and continue to commit to move to, join the Free State Project.
You know how you commit to move to join the Free State Project?
Pack your car.
Yeah, put stuff in your car.
And how do you? And how is that?
And drive towards New Hampshire.
And how are you Free State? You know, like how have you joined the Free State Project?
Anybody can be a Free Stater. There are plenty of people in New Hampshire that self-identify as Free Staters. As a matter of fact, if people want to sign up as friends of the Free State Project, Daryl did not dig that up, whether or not you can still sign up as a friend of the Free State Project, which I suspect you can. And at that point, you're still a Free Stater. There are more friends of the Free State Project in New Hampshire than there are Free State Project signers.
Yes.
It's times like this that I like to hearken back to the state motto of the old North State, North Carolina. The state motto being, esse quam videri.
Somebody in North Carolina speaks Latin?
Which means to be rather than to seem. Which I love
I like that.
I really love that.
I like it.
It applies a little bit to this situation you were talking about. To be would be to be taking action and to be moving. To be the change. But to seem would be clicking something on the internet and sitting at home.
You can still move to New Hampshire, get a New Hampshire address, sign up as a friend of the Free State Project, and be a Free Stater. At that point, now the criteria for being a Free Stater is different. We've reached 20,000. The criteria is different. The criteria is move and then sign, rather than sign and then move.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's how that should be, and the number should that solves everybody's problems up here on the stage up to this point, because Johnson wants a counter that continues to go up, and I'm with you. That would look better. I do not want that counter to constantly be rechecked to see whether or not everybody's still alive or still still in the state or hasn't taken vacation or
whatever.
Luckily,
everybody can do their own thing. That's one of the great things about this.
You could start your own website that says thereal freestateprojectcounter.com, and you can have one person participating.
Hey, I bet there would be more people that would participate. And eventually what would happen is if enough people participate, then it might start being one of those things where you start to get peer pressured about it. And people go, Mark, why aren't you doing this? What are you, a loser? Help. Participate. This makes us look good.
That's when I hold up my hand and say, give me a dollar. And then if they're willing to give me a dollar, I'll go ahead and do it.
Okay.
$1.
Well, that's easy.
And then every time it comes back around, every year.
I'd be willing to fund a dollar a year for you to do that.
Give me a dollar.
Yeah, that's no big deal. Okay.
That's fine by me.
There'd be people willing to donate to get people to continue to contribute to that number.
Matthew calling in from whatever state is an M and an I. Is that Michigan? Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's Michigan.
Okay, thanks.
So I was just online, and I saw a thing where if you receive automatic updates on Windows 7, 8, and I think Vista, they're automatically going to update you to Windows 10.
Yep. Yeah, I just read this as well.
That you were getting automatically updated to Windows 10 regardless of any choices you made, that they were just going to do it, and that's that.
My thoughts on that with, all the documents that came out over the last 2 years and even before that with the Xbox One and how much, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy nut because I'm really not, but, when Xbox One was originally supposed to have to always have a connection to the internet and had to have the Kinect sensors, which was effectively a camera, and there was documentation proving that, the NSA requested Microsoft to allow them access to all of this. So then they backed off on that. And then come Windows 10, they did allow the NSA access to some backdoor information.
Well, let me fuel your conspiracy a little bit further. Microsoft has also been responsible for providing the United States government the zero-day exploits that they discover in their operating system in advance of providing them, publicly, so that the government can use those to exploit foreign governments who use Microsoft products, and that's why foreign governments have been exceedingly fleeing Windows as fast as they possibly can.
Time to switch to Linux, Matthew. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Why am I giving that number? There's no room. Let's go to Derek J. calling in on Skype. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm celebrating the 20,000 victory of the Free State Project, and I'd like to see the number go up to 100,000.
Yeah.
I think it's time for another thermometer, meter count, whatever you want to call it, you know, this is a revolutionary and remarkable time, and I'm celebrating that we've gotten this far. I never thought it would happen, and now that there's all this media attention around the Free State Project achieving this goal that no one thought was ever going to happen, it finally has, and now let's go higher. I say 100,000. Let's make it 20,000 people who have moved to New Hampshire and 100,000 people committed to moving. You know, that's what I'd like to see. And furthermore, you know, it was ridiculous hearing about the presidential caucuses and everything going on in Iowa. Just a thought on that is that we have video of every single football play for the last 50 years. You know, if we didn't see something from a certain angle, we reviewed the tape. We see it from 50 different angles. It gets reviewed, calls are recalled. You know, I know that football is a lot more important than a presidential election, but I would hope that there'd be some video of these coin tosses, you know, that are going on determining who's going to be the next dictator.
I actually saw a video on the news.
I saw today. One video, but that was one out of five.
Yeah,
one
exactly.
out of six. DJ, thank you for the call. Yeah, I agree. He's absolutely right. There should have been video on this. Let's go. Last real quick call going to Michelle Seven, former host.
Wow.
But two former hosts in a row. Michelle Seven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
All's well.
Well, my latest venture as of today, not only am I without a passport, without a bank account, I'm now without kids, and I'm without a home, and I'm living on the road.
Oh, no. You sound like a hobo.
I think it's fabulous. Are you kidding me? I think it's great.
When are you building your tiny house?
I am actually, so I am pulling what is going to be my tiny house behind my truck right now. And I am going to 16 states, and I'm going to choose between one of four.
What's the mileage on that truck?
With the trailer, probably only about 14 miles per gallon.
Oh, that's actually pretty good, considering.
Yeah, well, it's a diesel, you know, and it's got good pulling power.
Yep. You're a little lady in a big truck.
I am a little lady in a big truck, but I'm going to be blogging about it and stuff, too. But, you know, I've always been, like, probably on Michelle7.com.
Okay. Is 7 a number or is it spelled out? Is Michelle 7?
MichelleSeven.com.
Okay, got it. Well, people are going to have to check it out there, Michelle. Go ahead.
I think I'm going to be a really good example to people who, in the next 5 years, find themselves without a home, without a job, and don't know what to do. And, yeah.
Well, I am interested in hearing more about the adventures, Michelle. Please call in and keep us updated. Want to hear what happens on the road. Always interesting things happen when you're on the road. 855-450. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.